Powerless in the face of an entrenched sectarian political elite, this was the modest turnout for Lebanese civil society groups, marking 2 years since nationwide protests demanding a new state.
It's extremely frustrating because with all the protest movements, everything that the people have done, those murderers who remain in power refuse to give in to the need to change. They have not resolved any of the problems, despite all the demands by the people in the streets over 2 years.
Back then, tens of thousands of people took to the streets in an unprecedented display of solidarity across religious and political divides. But months of protests got them nothing except a new government with the same old faces. The economy has imploded, the currency losing 90% of its value. Even the horror of last year's Beirut port explosion hasn't dislodged those in power. They've been trying to get the investigating judge Tariq Bitar removed as he probes rampant corruption at the port.
Obviously, the Lebanese regime is responsible for the explosion due to its corruption, and Hezbollah is at the head of this regime. They'll try to stop anyone who tries to target the system. They played a role in choosing the judge, but they didn't think he'd be a fighter who'd take on this issue.
And this is Ibrahim Hotate, spokesman for the families of the victims of the port blast, saying Judge Bitar should step down. Except that's never been the collective view of the families. Many suspect Hotate was speaking under duress in another effort to frustrate the investigation. Hotate denies this.
It's obvious the political parties don't want this investigation. That includes Hezbollah and everyone who supports them. But if this investigation is stopped, then it won't just have a psychological effect on the families, but on the whole nation.
Lebanon's constitution divides power between Christian and Muslim sects, and neither popular protest nor economic collapse nor the port explosion have succeeded in changing how it's governed.
Elections here are scheduled for the end of March, and there's hope amongst independent candidates and groups that they can harness popular frustration to challenge the status quo. But that depends on them building a united front to draw people away from sectarian voting. And it relies on the parliament not finding a reason to postpone the vote. Bernard Smith, Al Jazeera, Beirut.